Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Well, you know what? If you're listening, you know where you need to be Friday night? You need to be at the Lock County Fairgrounds because the Chris Hockey Band is going to be there at 9 o'clock, and Chris Hockey joins us here by phone. Chris, we're excited for you to play at the Lock County Fair Friday night.
Paul, thank you. I'm so glad. Thank you for talking to me. I appreciate it. I can't wait to get down and play there again. You know, I've been there for a couple of years in a row now with the Fabulous Armadillos as the lead singer of that band. And now I get to bring my own band in, and I'm very, very excited. I'm so hopeful that people will come in and listen to our original music and give us a chance and have a good party with us. I can't wait.
Yeah. So when did you put your band together, Chris Hockey Band?
You know, it's been a long time. We've been together a little over 20 years in various different forms, but the key parts of the band, we've all been together for about 20 years. And I you know, as I said, I sing with the Fabulous Armadillos almost all summer long. And then I had a band called Rocket Club as well. But the Chris Hockey Band has been constant at about 10 to 20 shows per year. A few less these last few years because of the amount of shows I play with the Fabulous Armadillos. But we're starting to ramp that up a little bit. And that's one of the things, the fun things about playing for you guys is that this will be about the fourth show that we've played the entire year with this version of the Chris Hockey Band. So it's a special thing for us. We don't get to see each other very much, but we are ramping up to doing a new record, and we're ramping up to doing more shows next year. So this is, in a lot of ways, kind of the kickoff to the rebirth of the Chris Hockey Band, and we're doing it on your stage at your fair on Friday night.
All right. That's exciting, Chris. Hey, let's back up a little bit. So how did this all start for you, the music? Take us back when you got the bug for music and singing and stuff like that.
Sure. I am 54 years old, and I started singing in a band when I was 15 years old. I don't come from a musical family, but I come from a music-loving family. And so growing up where I grew up in Indiana, it was just John Mellencamp all the time. And I can distinctly remember thinking, if John Mellencamp can find his way out of Seymour, Indiana, maybe I can find my way out of Union City, Indiana, using music. And so that was my goal. And I wanted to be a singer. I talked about being a singer. I in a small town, you have a hard time finding like-minded people. But there was an ad in a local newspaper from a band looking for a lead singer. And my mom said, "You need to call. You need to call." I said, I don't know. So she legitimately, and I mean this, for those people my age, my mom picked up the phone, the home phone, and dialed the number and put it in my hand and said, "You're going to do this." And they answered on the other end, and I said, "I'd like to come in for an audition," and I did. And I started singing when I was 15, and all these years later, it's been a constant thing in my life. It's the most wonderful thing. It's when I feel the most myself.
Yeah, and you enjoy writing songs too. Tell us about that, Chris.
Yeah, that has been I have a hard time expressing myself honestly in any way that is not in song, to be honest with you. It is one of those things where I've found that if I have something that I need to say, something that's weighing heavily on me, the easiest way for me to communicate that is in song. And I think that has a lot to do with the generation I grew up in. Music meant so much to us. You know, I think it's a different thing for young people these days, the way they consume music. But for me, you made a mixtape if you liked a girl and gave it to the girl, right? If you were feeling sad, you put on a Jackson Brown record or something like that. It kind of followed your emotion, and you could find the right song and the right album for your emotion. And so that's where it was for me. I found that I could express myself in ways that I couldn't outside of music. And so I started writing songs as a young man in my very first band, and I've continued to do it. But it really took hold for me as I got older, and I would go in my basement and just write these songs and then take them into the band studio with the guys at practice, and we would fold them into songs. And it's just been wonderful to find out how many people across the country, I guess, and even in the world, can relate to the things that I'm going through. And I love talking to somebody who, if they hear a song like Happy, my song I wrote about mental health and my issues with what I call fighting the darkness, when somebody comes up to me and says, "You're the first person that ever spoke to me about something that I'm feeling," that makes it feel like everything was worth it. Every moment, every sweaty stage, every long road trip was worth it, because I was able to sync up with somebody, to link up with somebody mentally across the miles who was battling the same thing I am.
Yeah, talk about some of those songs, Chris. What means the most to you on some of your songs?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. People who come out and see us are going to see a band that is hard to put into one genre because we are a country band. That's the radio stations that have played our music in the past that have mostly been country stations. But it is what we call North Country. We figured there's Southern rock, so there must be North Country as well. And that's kind of what we've labeled ourselves as. And so they're up-tempo mostly, but they all are lyric and vocal-based songs. And some of my songs, for instance, Happy, as I was just mentioning, that song is about mental health and so many people these days kind of fight alone the mental health issues that they have, and that's what that song is about. I have a song called Underdog about continuing to battle and to do your best no matter what you're fighting against in life. I have a similar song called Dig Down, same thing. But then I have Shotgun DJ, which is a song that just celebrates life and music and getting in the car and turning on the radio and driving down with your elbow out the window. I really, our music, my songs specifically speak to the human experience and to finding a way to find the glass half full version of your life. And I think that's an important thing.
Right. Now, in your career, Chris, you've opened up for like Eric Church and other bands, you know, major bands like that. So now, how do you relate to the people in at county fairs? It's kind of up and personal at county fairs, I would guess, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I love that so much. You're right. I mean, there are so many great things about playing those big shows, playing WeFest, playing Boots on the Sand out in Huntington Beach, California, and playing with Eric Church and Kenny Chesney and all these great bands, and I love that. But the only negative to those is a lot of times we're the very first band on. So you're playing to a general admission audience that's probably a football field away from you, and then you got the VIP section right in front of you that's maybe a quarter full. Maybe I'm being generous a lot of times with that. So when you're playing a show like we're going to be playing on Friday night, you're right there with the fans. You are communicating with them, looking them in the eye, sharing the moment with them, and I just love that. And we talked about Nicole before we started the interview here, my friend who was helping publicize the show. When you can see from the stage that a song you wrote in your basement is it means something to somebody, and they're singing the lyrics back to you, that is the reason you do it. So I love these type of shows. I love the opportunity to play the songs for people who've never heard them before, too. That's a giant opportunity, and we take that very seriously. We're going to come in and play about 60% of the songs we're going to play are going to be songs I've written or that we've written as a band, and that is an uphill battle with people that have never heard them before. So we need to earn the right to get you to sit there and listen to those songs. We really try hard to do that, and it's a great challenge and one that I enjoy.
Good. Well, for your listeners, if you're not familiar with Chris, bear with me here, Chris. Chris wears a number of hats. He's probably on one of the number one rated talk show, the Power Trip Morning Show on KFAN, and he's a producer of the Minnesota Vikings broadcasts on Sundays, and that's the hats. He's kind of a big deal down in the cities. Chris, how do you schedule all that stuff? That's amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what I always say when somebody asks me that, I get to do all those things, right? I mean, if you told me that when I was 15, starting singing in bands, that I would still be singing at this age and playing the shows, I would have said, that's awesome. If you told me I would be hosting a morning radio show in Minneapolis, I would have said, that's fantastic. And if you told me that I got to produce the radio broadcast for an NFL team, let alone the Vikings, I wouldn't have been able to believe it. So I do it all because I get to do it. You know, you find a way to have enough caffeine in your body to wake up in the morning and go do the morning show and to keep on moving. As I get older, it gets harder just because of the lack of energy and just the overall wear and tear on the body. But each of those things that you just mentioned, I can't believe I get to do it. And specifically when it comes to working for the Vikings, now listen, people who come out to see us on Friday night, I'm 5'6". I stopped growing in sixth grade. So I never dreamed that I would ever get to ride on the team plane for an NFL team. But this will be my 15th year traveling to every road game for the Minnesota Vikings. I stay in the team hotel. I ride on the plane. I ride on the buses with them. When we go to Dublin here in a few weeks, I'll be on that flight. And then we go from Dublin straight to London, and I'll be on that flight. And it's just wonderful. I can't tell you how lucky I feel. And I've seen some incredible things. I've seen some missed field goals that broke my heart, but it's been a heck of a run, and I really enjoy it.
That's right. So give me some detail. Exactly what does a producer of a radio show for the Vikings, what is your job responsibilities, Chris?
Thank you for asking, Paul. It's interesting. I love that question because it's the easiest way to relate it is if you've seen a television show or a movie where you see somebody sitting in front of a bank of TVs at a TV station saying, roll camera 3, fade to camera 1, audio up, that person, I do that only for radio.
Okay.
So my broadcast team, Paul Allen, and then Pete Bursich and Ben Lieber, and then we have an engineer named Jared. We all travel together to every road game and to every home game as well, but specifically the road games. And I am the producer, so I sit behind everybody. I have in my right ear the radio station and the actual broadcast and the NFL, because we have a person from the NFL that can talk to us at any point. In my left ear, I have my broadcast team. I have Paul, and I have Pete, and I have Ben, and I have my engineer as well. So I'm scanning the entire field to keep an eye out if there's a penalty, if there's a timeout, if they're going to commercial. I'm listening to my broadcasting relaying whenever Ben down on the sidelines has something he'd like to say to Paul to let Paul know that he can throw it to Ben.
Okay.
I'm listening back to the radio station to hear if we have to go to a break on the local level or to see if something comes through. And I'm listening to the NFL in case there's an injury on the field. So there's about 15 things going on. I'm in charge of all of it. I let them know when to open the mics and when to turn the mics off and when to talk and when to stop talking. It is the perfect job for somebody like me who grew up with ADHD. I'll just tell you that.
A lot of multitasking there.
That's exactly right. It's and you have to be able to listen and kind of think on the fly, but it is so much fun, and it is the best possible way to watch an NFL game, because in my right ear, I have Ben Lieber, who played for the Vikings and played in the NFL for 12 years, and in my left ear, I have Pete Bursich, who played for the Vikings for, I believe, 9 years and then coached for the Vikings after that and won a national championship with the Notre Dame Fighting Illini. So it's listening to and watching the games happen with people who have done it and been there. It's the most fun ever.
Yeah. Well, what I do is I usually turn the volume down on my TV and I turn my radio podcast or phone up to Paul and Pete. So that's how I listen to the Vikings every Sunday.
I'm so glad to hear that. That's what we hope for, you know, and that's tough, too, because a lot of times there's a delay on the television. So you're hearing Paul tell you what's happening before you're actually seeing it happen. But we greatly appreciate that. And that's what we're hoping for. I mean, and I'll be honest with you. I know I'm biased. I don't think there's a better team in the NFL to listen to call a game, because we are obviously Vikings fans. Paul is a Vikings fan. But they tell you what's going on, whether it's good or bad for the Vikings. And I think that's important.
All right. Yep. Love it. Let's talk a little bit about Power Trip, the show that you have on KFAN. I actually caught a little bit of it. Every once in a while I do, because I'm working at the same time. So,
sure.
But you
sure.
talked. I loved your comedy bit this morning about men wear their same clothes. You know, every day, a couple days in a row. I do that. And I had to laugh at that. Do you do that too,
Chris? Right? Oh, my gosh, yeah. If nobody sees me, if you don't see me, and I'm going to, why would I put on a different pair of pants? Absolutely. I could not agree more. I definitely do that. Yeah, we've been doing our morning show for 25 years,
wow.
Believe it or not. They gave us a shot to do the morning show and let us learn how to do it incorrectly for a long time. And then finally, it started building and things got better for us. And now we're doing really well. As you mentioned, we're the ratings are good and they continue to pay us and it's super fun. But I've surrounded myself with really great people, and we're on a station here in the Twin Cities, the Fan, that is the home of the Vikings and the Timberwolves and Golden Gopher football and the Minnesota Wild. So that definitely helps as well.
Yeah.
But it's been a really, really good run.
Yeah, what comes through is how much you guys like each other. You're having so much fun. That's what comes through.
Glad to hear that, because that was the goal. When we first started doing the morning show, they had me write kind of a mission statement, and my whole idea in the original letter, which I still have a copy of that I gave to my boss, was I want people who are going to a job they don't like to smile on their way there. I want them to feel better about their life by listening to the radio show. I want them to think that they're listening to their friends talk when they're on their way to work. And that's kind of what we've been able to build, and I'm real proud of it.
Okay. Well, Chris, we're excited. We can't wait till Friday night, 9 o'clock at the Loughborough County Fairgrounds. I want to thank our mutual friend, you mentioned her early, Nicole Benega. She kind of set this interview up for me, and I appreciate Nicole doing that. She loves your music, Chris.
Well, and I love that, and I appreciate it, and I love her. She's the best, and I thank you for giving me the time and spreading the word about the show. And I hope people take the time to come out and give the band a shot and listen to my music. And we work really hard, and we have a great time. So it's going to be a fun Friday night, and I can't wait. So thank you for the time, and I'll see you Friday.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
You take care.
Yep. Chris Hockey, the Chris Hockey Band, Friday night, 9 o'clock at the Loughborough County Fairgrounds.